Thank you very much, and thank the organizers and for such a really interesting and I think really provoking session. It's really an honor to also be sharing the podium with so many other great people in the field. So again, what I'm going to try to do is bring us back to sort of where it begins, which is children, although I'll talk maybe a little bit about some in utero issues, although not quite as much as I would like to today, and maybe really touch upon sort of some of the, from an epidemiologic perspective, what some of the issues that we've been discussing today mean and what might be causing them. So in particular, I'd like to really ask you to think about what the importance of early life influences are and factors they may predispose obesity, and that is really think that risk factors really begin early in life and may operate not only on those 45-year-olds that Dr. O'Hagan told us about, but really across a lifespan. I'd like to specifically address the role of sleep deficiency. Sleep deficiency is a term my colleague Dr. Seisler coined, sort of to in parallel to a vitamin deficiency, indicating that insufficient sleep from any number of reasons really causes really sort of biologic, physiologic gaps